from 90.7 WFAE. This is Newsworthy for Friday, December 19th, 2025. I'm Eric Thiel. Retired NASCAR star Greg Biffle and his family were killed Thursday in a fiery plane crash at Statesville Regional Airport. Kenneth Lee has more.
On Thursday morning, a Cessna Citation 550 business jet crashed while landing at Statesville Airport. The plane was owned by retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle. The North Carolina State Highway Patrol said seven people died. During a press conference, Sergeant Christopher Knox said they believe Biffle was involved in the crash.
The only person we would be able to say is believed that Mr. Greg Biffle was one of those seven deceased occupants due to not only the information of those occupants that is recorded, but also visual from aircraft or from staff that was here at the airport that he was one of the occupants that was on the plane at the time.
The identities of the six other occupants couldn't be confirmed due to the fire from the crash. Statesville Airport remains closed. Biffle family acquaintances, including U.S. Congressman Richard Hudson, said Biffle's family, including his wife and two children, were also aboard the plane. The federal government is investigating what caused the crash. Kenneth Lee, WFAE News.
The new Metropolitan Public Transportation Authority that will take over Charlotte's transit system held its inaugural meeting Thursday night and unanimously elected David Howard as chair of the body. Howard is a former city council member who touted his transportation experience. He worked at the North Carolina Department of Transportation and for former Charlotte Mayor Anthony Fox when the latter led the U.S. Department of Transportation. He said a major focus of the MPTA needs to be ensuring that Charlotte's transportation system serves everyone.
A lot of what we need to do is to make sure that we treat everybody, no matter what part of the community, the same and they have access.
The 27 members are Mecklenburg County residents appointed by leaders from local and state governments. The authority will decide how to spend money from a 1% sales tax increase for transportation passed by voters. Republican Michelle Morrow is jumping into North Carolina's race for the U.S. Senate. Morrow filed paperwork for her candidacy Thursday. Last year, she ran unsuccessfully for North Carolina's state superintendent and courted controversy by calling public schools indoctrination centers and for old social media posts in which she called for the execution of former President Barack Obama. Morrow will face five other Republicans in the primary, including former Republican National Committee Chair Michael Whatley. Mecklenburg County's public health director says that with a measles outbreak growing in Spartanburg, South Carolina, the risk to the Charlotte area is growing. Dr. Raynard Washington told Charlotte Talks Thursday that the virus is highly contagious and vaccination is the best defense.
The outbreak continues to accelerate, so we're seeing more cases being diagnosed on a weekly basis than they had been at any point yet in the outbreak, which means that we're still seeing transmission.
South Carolina has recorded about 150 cases, almost all in the Spartanburg area. There haven't been any cases reported in Mecklenburg County so far. Measles generally causes flu-like symptoms as well as a distinctive whole-body rash. Governor Josh Stein was in Old Fort Thursday to highlight $270 million in federal funding that will go toward water infrastructure projects in areas hit by Hurricane Helene. As Blue Ridge Public Radio's Felicia Sanmez reports, the funding will help communities be more resilient to future floods.
Nearly five dozen water and septic system projects in 26 western counties will receive funding through the State Department of Environmental Quality. Old Fort will receive a total of $15 million, including $5 million for sewer repair and $10 million for waterline improvements. Stein says the increasing frequency of major flood events makes it vital for local communities to rebuild with resiliency in mind.
We have to be better prepared to withstand these storms when they hit our state. Projects like this one in Old Fort is just one example of how DEQ is incorporating resilience into that recovery work.
Most of the projects will take years to complete. Old Fort Mayor Pam Snipes says the funding will be transformational for the town.
It's not going to be a fast process, but once it's completed, the town of Old Fort's water and sewer system will be one of the best in western North Carolina.
Other recipients include the town of Burnsville, which will receive $13 million, the village of Chimney Rock, which will receive nearly $12 million, and the town of Clyde, which will receive $9.3 million. In Old Fort, I'm Felicia Sanmez.
North Carolina Republican Senator Ted Budd is criticizing President Trump's decision to reclassify marijuana as a Schedule III drug. That reclassification will ease limitations and allow for more research into cannabis. In a statement, Budd calls it a, quote, short-sighted policy decision that could negatively impact Americans' health, especially youth. He says the reclassification will also make it impossible for the Department of Transportation to test pilots and truck drivers for marijuana. The Latin American Coalition hosted a community conversation Thursday night in honor of International Migrants Day. Julian Berger attended the event and has more.
The United Nations established International Migrants Day in 1990 to recognize migrants' contributions to economies around the world and to promote their fundamental human rights. Here's Latin American Coalition CEO Jose Hernandez Paris.
Today we're celebrating our contributions, but especially businesses, small businesses. Migrant businesses contribute greatly to our community, not only with the cultural diversity that it provides, but also economically.
Hernandez Badis led a discussion with two local business owners, Wileni Figuera of Valeri's Cakes and Manolo Betancourt of Manolo's Bakery. Both spoke about how they started their businesses and the role immigrant-owned businesses play in supporting the local economy.
Nosotros teníamos seis empleados.
Betancourt spoke about the impact of the recent federal immigration crackdown, saying he lost $65,000 in a single week and has struggled to pay local, state, and federal taxes. Attendees at Thursday's discussion also received gift cards to support immigrant-owned businesses. Julian Berger, WFAE News.
A yellow school bus is probably a familiar sight on your morning commute. In Charlotte, a local artist has turned one bus into a mobile art studio and uses it to bring art to kids in the city's mostly low-income communities. For 60-year-old Bunny Gregory, art was once a way to escape child abuse. Now she aims to support other children and families in the same situation. Elvis Meneyese has more.
Bunny Gregory pulls a small trolley off a yellow school bus parked in uptown Charlotte outside the Vafa Center. She drags it to her truck.
Now I'm getting off buckets of water because right now I don't have a water source on the bus. So when I paint, I do have to carry 5-gallon buckets of water with lids so that I can clean up my mess.
Gregory is heading to West Charlotte to provide kids with a chance to paint at Safe Alliance. Safe Alliance supports individuals, children, and families impacted by human trafficking, sexual assault, and domestic violence, something Gregory knows about.
I was victim of sexual and verbal abuse when I was younger. And had it not been for art or having a way to express creativity, I don't know where I would be.
And a victim of that from who?
My father.
As for why she volunteers with kids, she says,
it fills me up. It really keeps me going. It gives me joy because I feel like I missed a lot of that when I was younger. So kind of living through them.
After the bus is loaded, she grabs her keys and sets off. At Safe Alliance's security-gated building, Gregory chats with Sarah Kate Pease, the group's Director of Corporate and Community Engagement.
Gorgeous day for all this.
It's so pretty out here. It really is. You know, this whole experience, even that first day, it kind of rained a bit.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't bad. No.
He says she's pleased Gregory is here with her bus.
I just love that she wants to give back and kind of provide that same outlet that she has discovered as an outlet for herself after overcoming her trauma.
About a handful of kids paint and leave their handprints on the walls of the bus. Others need Gregory's help so they can make their mark.
You want me to make you a plate with some extra colors?
Mm-hmm.
I will do that for you. I got you.
As for what it's like seeing so many kids on the bus while their parents stand nearby, Gregory says,
oh, I love it. I love it because I get to see them have fun and I don't have to discipline them.
With thousands of children in Charlotte affected by abuse, 60-year-old Gregory and the underground art bus have a few more miles left to roll. Elvis Meneyese, WFAE News.
And for Friday, December 19th, That's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.